Oh, good afternoon. It's Adrian at TurboStream here. So welcome to McColgan's Real Ale Tasting Slot. And he's done his testing of Mud City Stout. So this is my impressions of Mud City Stout. Looks wonderful in its his bottle. Let's have a go. We'll have a bit of smell. It smells a lot like Guinness at this stage. Yeah, very nice. Reminds me of Mackeson's Stout. Anybody's ever tasted Mackeson's Stout? I'm not getting much chocolate out of that, I'll be honest. Raw cocoa, vanilla pods, flaked oats, wheat, and a blend of beautifully dark malts, molasses, treacle, and soft licorice. Now, I tend to differ with Mac on about glass. So, I'm going to get my best Guinness glass out. I always like to have more beer out of a glass. Nice and dark. Pours with a good head. Yeah, let's have a taste. Now it's free of its glass. Yeah, that's nice. Nice and smooth, actually. A lot smoother than I thought it would be. Does it? That's really nice. Yeah, good call then, Mac. So I hope you're going to set a bit of a trend going. So all your local ale drinkers, maybe do a test of your local ale. Brewed in the Black Country. And of course, Nick Holloway Vox is in the thick of the Black Country where he lives. It would definitely good go well with roast meat. I'm sure if you were to get some steak to make a steak and ale pie, this would be nice. Nice marinade. So that's my real ale tasting opinions on number one Mud City Stout. Excellent if you can get it. Once again, thanks for listening. Speak to you in the next book.